Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm excited to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Amen. Come on. As David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We should always desire to be in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful to all of you here this morning. Amen. I appreciate everyone that is here braving the storms of life. Amen. Just want to remind you again, folks, that today we will have a devotion online on our website for each family. It's important that we lead. Amen. It's important that we lead our homes. Don't just expect the teachers in Sunday school to teach your children. Come on. If you're here, you don't have children, don't expect pastor just to do everything for you. We'll get everything we need on church time. We need to have it in our homes. Amen. I encourage all the leaders of every home to partake in this. We used to tease Brother Luis the other day. He was told to dress up like pastor, get himself a pulpit, and teach the devotion. The scripture tells us, Deuteronomy 6, now these are the commandments and the statutes and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that we might do them in the land whither they go to possess it. That thou mightest fear the Lord thy God and keep all his statutes and his commandments which I command thee, that thou and thy sons and thy sons' sons and all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe it to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily. Listen to this. If you do these things, you may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee, in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thine soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently. That's just not every now. Diligently unto thy children, and shall talk of them. And thou sittest when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and on the frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates. And it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have thee in the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and godly cities which thou buildest not. And it goes on and on and on. God wants to bless us. And let me tell you something. I'm getting ahead of myself here, but that's all right. I'm going to speak to you today about Goshen, a light in the darkness. Folks, listen. God wants a new norm. God wants a new norm, not just the same old table, business as usual when this is all over. He wants something different. If you'll turn in your Bibles to Genesis 45, I believe God has given me a word for this church. Amen. We're going to be that church that God wants. We are, and we are going to be. Amen. Genesis chapter 45, verse 9 through 11. Haste ye, and go up to my father, and say unto him, thus saith thy son Joseph, God hath made me Lord over all Egypt. Come down unto me, tarry not. And thou shalt dwell in the land of Goshen. Thou shalt be near unto me, thou and thy children, and thy children's children, and thy flocks, and thy herds, and all that thou hast. And there will I nourish thee. Listen to what he's saying. In Goshen, I'm going to nourish thee. For yet there are 5 years of famine, lest thou and thy household and all that hast come to poverty. Lord, thank you, God, right now. I praise you this morning. I feel your presence here, God. Oh, God, have your way. God, I pray you speak to every heart here today and every heart that listens online, God. I pray right now your will be done, Lord. We believe and we trust in you, for you are a great and a mighty God. We serve a great God, a God that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. I pray right now, bless each one here today. In Jesus' name, amen. You can be seated. Goshen was a region in northern Egypt where the Israelites lived from the time of Joseph when he was prime minister of Egypt till the exodus out of Egypt. The word Goshen means drawing near. On the other hand, folks, Egypt is the type of the worldly system that has no respect for God. In, as such, Goshen is a symbol of being in God's will in spite of the surrounding ungodly system. Goshen symbolizes an oasis in a desert. It talks about light in darkness and even prosperity in the midst of recession. Folks, hear me today. It talks about darkness and even prosperity in the midst of COVID-19. Amen? I'm telling you, folks, God will take care of His people in Goshen. See, Goshen reminds us of the fact that there is a divine nourishment for us even in the times of famine, even in the times of chaos. Amen? Goshen is the divine nourishment. Isaiah 46, 1 through 4, Bel and Nebo, the gods of Babylon, bow as they are lowered to the ground. They are being hauled away on ox carts. The poor beast staggered under the weight. Both the idols and their owners are bowed down. God, the gods cannot protect the people, and the people cannot protect the gods. They go off into captivity together. Listen to me, descendants of Jacob, all you who remain in Israel. I have cared for you since you were born. Yes, I carried you before you were born. I will be your God throughout your lifetime until your hair is white with age. I made you and I will care for you. I will carry you along and save you. Hallelujah. Genesis 46, 28 to 34. And as they neared their destination, Jacob sent Judah ahead to meet Joseph and get directions to the region of Goshen. And when they finally arrived there, Joseph prepared his chariot and traveled to Goshen to meet his father Jacob. When Joseph arrived, he embraced his father and wept, holding him for a long time. And finally, Jacob said unto Joseph, "Now I am ready to die, since I have seen your face again and know you are still alive." And Joseph said to his brothers and to his father's entire family, "I will go to Pharaoh and tell them, 'My brothers and my father's entire family have come to me from the land of Canaan. These men are shepherds, and they raise livestock. They have brought with them their flocks and their herds and everything they own.'" And he said, "When Pharaoh calls you and asks you about your occupation, you must tell him, 'We, your servants, have raised livestock all our lives, as our ancestors have always done.' And when you tell him this, he will let you live here in the region of Goshen, for the Egyptians despise shepherds." Just as Jacob had God's assurance, just as Jacob had God's nourishment, that assurance of nourishment from his God, safety. He had an assurance of safety and protection in the land of Egypt. As we, folks, believers, have nothing to fear in the world as much as we are on the same page with our God. Amen? Just like he knew that right place to be was in Goshen. Folks, we must always realize, hallelujah today, that the best place to be in every situation, in the very center of God's will for our lives. I don't care what's going on around the world. If we are in the center of the will of God, we can have that protection. We can have that assurance that our God is on our side. You see, our occupation as Christians is an abomination to the world. Our desire to do God's will does not make sense to unbelievers. Sinners cannot comprehend why we have chosen to follow God. They may hate and they may persecute us, but they can only drive us closer and closer to our God. Genesis 47, 1 through 6. Then Joseph went to see Pharaoh and told him, "My father and my brothers have arrived from the land of Canaan. They have come with all their flocks and their herds and possessions, and they are now in the region of Goshen." Joseph took five of his brothers with him and presented them to Pharaoh. And Pharaoh asked the brothers, "What is your occupation?" They reply, "We, your servants, are shepherds just like our ancestors. We have come to live here in Egypt for a while, for there is no pasture for our flocks in Canaan. The famine is very severe there, so please, we request permission to live in the region of Goshen." Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Now that your fathers and brothers have joined you here, choose any place in the entire land of Egypt for them to live. Give them the best land of Egypt. Let them live in the region of Goshen. And if any of them have special skills, put them in charge of my livestock too." See how God is taking care of his people? Genesis 47, 27, "And Israel dwelt in the land of Egypt, in the country of Goshen. And they had possessions therein. And they grew and multiplied exceedingly." See, God promised to go with Jacob into Egypt. And God also promised to take him out of Egypt. That tells us, folks, that we must never forget that we are sojourners in the world and that we cannot afford to perish with this world. Amen? Hallelujah. We are pilgrims in a world, and so we must not be carried away by the benefits that we enjoy here. We must never be ashamed of who we are. Amen. We must be bold witnesses of God's grace and of God's goodnesses. We must be proud of our vocation as shepherds of God and of the souls of men continually stirring their hearts for them to want to serve your God. God has preserved the choicest things for us, even as we do His will. In the short run, we may sound ridiculous, but if we do not faint, we are sure to enjoy the benefits of our God. Hallelujah. In Exodus 23, the scripture says, "I will make clear distinction between my people and your people." Here, you see, Israel had went down into Goshen. And they set up and they lived there. And God prospered them. But it's time to leave Goshen. And God, we read where in Exodus here where God is bringing the plagues. And in Exodus 8:23, he says, "I will make a clear distinction between my people and your people." Today, folks, no matter in the darkness that we are in, and this is a dark time, I'm telling you, if you stay in Goshen, if you stay serving your God, He's going to make a distinction between His people and the world. Come on. Hallelujah. You see what, folks? Goshen is a kind of city of refuge. To be in Goshen is to be shielded from evil. Our preservation is only quarantined when we stay where God has placed us. The safest place on earth is where God has put you. Amen? No matter how safe you think you are exposed outside of God's will. There will always be a difference between Goshen dwellers and the people of Egypt. Come on. God will always put a mark of difference between those who are His and those who are not His. Troubles are sure to come. Troubles are here. But only those that abide in God shall stand. In Exodus 9:26, the only place without the hail were the regions of Goshen where the people of Israel lived. You see what God is doing here? There's all these plagues coming on the land of Egypt except in Goshen.
The world will continue to witness turbulent times like never before. Strong nations and economies will collapse. A lot of grief still await Egypt, folks, but Goshen will always serve as a shield. Amen. There will be storms, but those that draw near to God will always remain standing. We must know that as God's people, we do not need to fear. Amen. We do not need to fear what the devil does to God's people. Why? Because we have an anchor today that keeps the soul steadfast, that keeps us sure, and trouble arises. We must be fastened to the rock that cannot be moved. We must be grounded firm and deep in God's love. Now, we have hopelessness is a common description in these times of brokenness, in times when broken people all around us, they have nowhere to turn. Nothing can do to change the circumstances of their lives to where it is livable. The message of light shining in darkness is the most powerful message to give to such a hopeless people. No matter how black the darkness and the difficult times today, one needs only to think of how turning on the light can bring a whole lot of change into a dismal situation. God is the light that shines in every Christian's life. Amen? God is that light. In Isaiah, here we'll talk a little bit. This is in Isaiah's talking about in Egypt. In Isaiah 60, verse 1 through 5. Come on, folks, we have something to be encouraged about today. I'm telling you right now. Amen. God wants to speak to you. Amen. And I pray that you receive His word. In Isaiah 60, verse 1 through 5, it says, "Arise, shine." Why? "For thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall come over the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and His glory shall be seen upon thee." What is this talking about? It's talking about the ninth plague, when darkness came. Amen? The Bible says it was so dark that they felt it. What is that darkness? I'm not done with my scripture yet. What is that darkness? It's fear. Come on, can you feel it today? Come on, maybe some of us this week or these last few weeks, we felt that darkness so much and we felt the anxiety and we had to get on our knees and say, "God, I need you right now. I don't know what it is I'm feeling, but I don't like this. It may be fear. I don't want to have fear." I'm telling you, folks, it is darkness. Not only do we have the COVID-19, you hear of the earthquake, I believe it was in Utah, Salt Lake City. The Bible says in diverse places. You hear about the locusts in Africa and the Arabian, some of the Arabian states, eating everything in sight. "For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall rise upon thee." Who? That's us. Amen. "And His glory shall be upon thee." Listen to this. "And the Gentiles shall come to thy light." Let me tell you how important it is, folks, to stay trusting in your God and want His lightness to shine upon us. We cannot afford to be afraid. Amen. Amen. "The Gentiles shall come up to thy light, and the kings to thy brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes around about and see all they gather themselves together, and they come to thee. Thy sons shall come from afar, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thy heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee." How about it? We want to stand to be the church of God. I'm standing foot in Goshen, folks. I am going to allow the Lord to shine through me. Amen. Hallelujah, folks. Hallelujah. It's exciting. I was at Nate's small group the other day. At the finish of the meeting, Nate was asking for prayer requests. Here's my prayer request. That God will end this pandemic so that things will get back to normal. And God convicted me of that. You see, God has since dealt with me about normal. Folks, God doesn't want us to go back to normal. Come on. God is trying to bring some nations to the ground. God is trying to bring them down from their pride. But God is also trying to get a church that says, look, you need to draw closer to me. You need to live for me with all of your heart. You better change your thinking about church. You better change your thinking about how you're living for me, because I don't want the normal. The Bible says that this darkness was so thick they could feel it. The darkness represents fear. But Goshen had light. Goshen had light. Hallelujah. So hear me. Christians should not fall prey to darkness. You can't serve God with fear. You've got to have faith. Christians, we must move more aggressively. Not the old normal, but a new normal. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. God has a purpose for His people. Come on, you've heard me say it many times. God did not save you to warm a pew. Hallelujah, folks. When they're telling us to stay in our homes and they're telling us not to go to all these different places, I'm telling you, we need to stand as a light, because there's some desperate people in this world who are fearful. Amen. They can feel the darkness and they're looking for light. God's people must open our eyes and make necessary changes in our hearts and in our lives. Why? To enable God's glorious light to brightly shine in and through our lives and to those that are around us. We have a mission. Hear me today. I said we have a mission. The Bible said in Isaiah, arise and shine. Arise and shine. Don't walk around, folks, in the fear and let it bring you down. We need to understand whose children we are. We need to stand up and say, I'm a child of the King. I'm telling you, folks, I don't want us to be proud and boastful and stick our fingers in people's faces and say, this is because of your sin. I'm saying stand up as a light to the world, as God would have us to be, and said, follow me into Goshen. Two commandments are to arise and shine. We cannot love the world and the things of the world. Amen? 1 John 2:15-17. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abides forever. Hear me today. Do not allow darkness. Do not allow COVID-19 to grip you. Do not fear. Trust your God. Trust your God so He can use you to shine. So the Gentiles shall come to thy light. See, we need to think correctly. What the Lord would have us to do. Come on. Have you asked God, God, what do you want me to do? Have you been talking to God and asking Him to shine through you? To be a light to the world around you. Folks, we need to arise. We need to cease walking with the world. Amen. It's not about what we may lose in the stock market. It's not about, amen, all these things that the world's afraid of. Amen, folks, it's about God is in control. Amen. God is going to use me if I will avail myself to Him. This might not be comfortable. It might not be easy. I'm not saying it is. I mean, that's how I was thinking. You know, hey, just pray that this gets through so we get back to normal. Come on, folks. Amen. God is trying. This is the end time. You read about these things in the Word of God. Pestilence and earthquakes and all these things and diseases. Amen. If talk about it in the Word, you can read it. This is what we knew was coming. You see, the world might not even, they may even demand that we join them. But we must refuse. See, we are mission-oriented. And no matter what the cost, we must step out of line from the world and live by God's heartbeat. Amen? You see, we need to arise from compromise of the world where we become indebted and strive for the glory of God's kingdom, folks. Shine. It is not good enough if we only arise. We must shine. We must get involved. We must be active in the things of God. We must refuse to be those who shift their treasures and then put them away, folks. We must consider it sin to easily offend and give up the task that God has to set to us. We must shine at all cost. Don't let the world make you put your light under a bushel. Aside right now so we don't stand out because we don't want to be embarrassed of what everybody thinks of us. They may point their fingers at us and say, you Christians, come on folks, bring that bushel off of your light and let it shine and do what God has asked you to do. Shine at all cost. When this is great occasion that calls us to sacrifice all. We sing the song, take this whole world and give me Jesus. Well, what if the world's coming after you and your stuff? Can you still sing that song? When this call that demands us to drop all for the sake of all, we have to clarify our orders. For your light, the scripture in verse 1, Isaiah 60 verse 1 says, for your light has come. And the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Oh God, not me. Come on. We don't want to be the old norm. The new norm. Come on. God, I may not have been what I should have been in the past, but God, I want to go going forward. I want to be strong. I want to be the light of Goshen. Amen. God, shine through me. See, life change is demanded because God's salvation is His glory in our lives. Our focus once was upon the earth and how nice we could live and all these kind of things. But it's now turned to the heavens. I'm talking about a new norm, folks. I said I'm talking about a new norm. Light has come. No matter how dark or how dim our circumstances might be, our light has come. The light is nothing less than the great and glorious presence of Jesus Christ. Amen? In John 1 verse 14, the Word became flesh. And made His dwelling, where? Among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. You see, the clarity and the power of our mission will come as we remember the source from which we gain our light, folks, and are not confused by the presence of darkness. Don't let it confuse you. You see, many others have, through the ages, suggested political, legal, and economic and religious agendas. And they have fought for them and even died for them in some cases. And they have all drastically failed us. Instead, We need to stand up, folks. And we need to let the light shine through our lives. Amen? And only then will light shine in the darkness. Order overcome chaos. And clarify rule over confusion. How much more time will we waste through our self-efforts? Come on. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10, salvation is not a reward for the good things that we have done. So none of us can boast about it. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus. Why? So we can do the good things He planned for us long ago. I'm talking about a new norm. Come on. Our call is to learn more about His light. He is our hope. Amen. We must insist on knowing Christ and none other, folks. We have nothing today unless we have Jesus Christ. Amen. I say we have nothing unless we have Him. Come on. It's madness out there. You know what? I'm glad that I was sensible enough to have toilet paper in my home. Whoever thought people would fight over toilet paper? I said, you have nothing unless you have Jesus Christ. Come on, folks. He has us thinking a different way than the world thinks. Amen. Let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. It was so crazy that when I do need to go out, and I thought, well, maybe I'll just get an extra pack. I'm thinking, they're going to think I'm one of them crazy people. A new norm. We have nothing unless we have Christ. We have transformed our lives. Isaiah 16, verse 2 talks about it. It says, darkness as black as night covers all the nations of the earth. Listen to that. Darkness as black as night covers all the nations of the earth. But the glory of the Lord rises and appears over you. Come on, folks. See, God brings judgment on all nations. All nations, God brings judgment. I believe that's where we're at. God brings down the prideful nations. But I encourage you today to stay in Goshen. You see, living in God's presence will change our lives. Amen? Either we will turn from Him or flee from our sin and turn to Him. Each of us are born into a world full of darkness. It is so deep that we cannot even see our way out of it. Hallelujah. Folks, I'm talking today about a new norm. Amen. Are you looking for what God wants to do in your life? Are you looking for something different? Amen. Are you willing to stand up and say, here I am. Use me. Yeah. Folks, we need to clarify our mission to let God's light shine in our lives. God is not at all troubled by this darkness. COVID-19 does not scare our God. In His own time, God carries out His plan for distributing His light throughout the world. He is not at all threatened by the enlightened age. God waits and shows the results of their so-called knowledge and expertise. But man's problems are not solved, but they are compounded. John 1, 4 through 5, in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth where? Into darkness. And the darkness comprehended it not. Hallelujah. You see, I'm talking about a new norm today, folks. God decided on the means. He will dissolve the darkness. He could have shown forth His light and awed everybody. Instead, the Lord chose to have a light shine through vessels that would reveal His light.
God could have stepped on the scene and said, here, COVID-19, be gone. But God said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to use my people as a light unto a world. Aren't you glad you got a God that wants to use you? He wants to use you, folks. Amen. Are you willing today? I'm talking about a new norm. It's not business as usual. Instead, the Lord chose to have His light shine through vessels. Vessels that will reveal His light. You see, the decree, listen to me, I'm talking to you, vessel. The decree that the vessel reception of the light to be clear and the windows that open to the world clean. God's own light will shine into the world. How clean is your vessel? Come on, you can have something. You ever see, sometimes we have to get our lenses, our light cases down and clean them. Why? Because it gets mucked up with stuff. Amen. And I'm telling us today, folks, as a church, we need to say, God, help me to clean this vessel that I can be a greater light to this world. God, I want to shine so bright. I don't want anything to mar, God, your presence, your light going into a world. Clean me, Lord God. Lord, forgive me. Search my heart, as David said, and know every way in me. Reveal it to me, God. If there's anything that would mar up the light, help me to get rid of it. In Isaiah 6 through 5, 3 through 5, it talks about transforming our societies. In Isaiah 6, 3 through 5, it says, and the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about and see. All they that gather themselves together, they come to thee. Thy sons shall come from afar, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thy heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. New norm. Come on. You see, the change that we should look for, folks, is when people come and they request our help in improving their lives and improving their societies. They will be able to see that they can do nothing, but will see that God in us can do something for them. Is that a new norm? I'm talking about a new norm. You see, we usually spend our money, we usually spend our time and our efforts, we usually spend our agendas and solutions instead of waiting for the Lord. Am I talking this morning? Come on. We usually look for ways to help ourselves instead of calling on the Lord. We'll spend our money, we'll spend our efforts and our agendas and our solutions, and at the last point we'll say, oh God! I'm not talking about the old norm here today, folks. God has a new normal. He says, yay, turn to me first. We need to get to the point of letting God first transform us and those that are around us, and then let God's Spirit do His work around us. We will see the nations. Hear me today. We will see that nations will come to our light, which is really God's light in us. Our rising will really be God rising in us. God's light is the only real hope for the world. I'm talking about a new norm today, folks. Focus on living righteous lives right where you are. Folks, as people are touched by God's work in our lives, hear me today, in our lives, then we must in turn introduce them to our God. There will be those that are going to reject God's light as they rejected Jesus. They rejected Him. They rejected His miracles. But our duty, folks, is to have a genuine hope for the worst of societies, that if they see the Lord's light, they will change. You see, the problem is us. Amen?
we do not show forth God's light in the old normal. We are carrying our agendas rather than God's. That's the old normal. Come on. Our light is our wisdom, knowledge, and experience rather than the presence of God. I'm talking about, that's how we look at it. Our light, not God's light. I'm talking about a new norm. Tough times never last. Tough times brought about by calamities and crisis oppress the people today with uncertainties and fears. People became captive to trepidations. They have forgot to recognize that how God provides a land of Goshen for all those that will put their trust in Him. Proverbs 29:25, fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whosoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe. God's people, as we stand here today, God's people who are living in faith should never be afraid of tough times. It's a new norm, folks. New norm. Rough times may not last, but the presence of God can abide forever to bring tremendous assurance of His constant provision, of His constant deliverance. God said, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by my name. By name. You are mine. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. Isaiah 43, 2 and 3 says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep you over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord, your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Who can enter Goshen? See, God is setting a distinct mark on His people. And while the plagues and the calamities bring confusion to other people, folks, God's people are secure when they put their hope and trust in Him. Those who are plentiful with faith can enter into the land of Goshen. But those who doubt God, they doubt His mighty power, and they boast of their earthly positions, they boast of their earthly titles and their wealth, they cannot enter into Goshen. You see, the special covering of God is reserved only for people who have placed their trust in Him. New norm, folks. New norm here today. Psalms 28:8, the Lord gives His people strength. He is a safe fortress for His anointed King. You see, the land of Goshen is never far from us. It is a place today where we can be kept free from harm. We can be kept free from worries amidst turmoil, amidst disasters. It is a land of faith. It is a place of worship and trust to the living God with whom nothing is impossible. Folks, all we need to do is enter into Goshen. Allow God to take full control of our lives. Turn over to Him all of our burdens. Cast them all upon Him. And as we rely on His promises, He awaits the time when we draw near to Him with that full assurance of faith. Will you enter into the land of Goshen? Will you experience the goodness amidst all the difficulties and the provision amidst famine and pestilence and earthquakes? Hebrews 4:16, so let us come boldly to the throne of grace. We will receive His mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it most. Come on, will you enter the throne? This altar's open, folks. Come on, come boldly. And say, God, I need you right now. Come on. Jesus, right now, as we come to you.